gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. On today's broadcast, we've got a short list of guests, but some good folks joining us in this hour of the broadcast. Ken Zeno from AutoInform.com. We're going to talk to Ken about some of the latest stories making headlines in the world of automobiles, and also talk to him about the recently concluded press days and now public days of the Detroit Auto Show, also known as the North American International Auto Show. In hour number two, we'll be joined by Brandy Schaffels from TrueCar.com. This is a site that's been around for a number of years. They've kind of rebooted for 2013, and they can save you a lot of money off the price of a new vehicle. They do a whole lot of research. We'll find out some of the big deals out there on dealer lots for January of 2013, and we'll also talk to Brandy about some recent stories that she's had up on her blog at TrueCar.com. In hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World stations, we're once again going to dive into our vast number of auto show interviews that I did at the Detroit venue. And on today's edition of the broadcast, looks like we're going to be playing a cut from the marketing manager for the Corvette, the Chrysler CEO, Saad Jahab, as well as Roger McCormick from Buick and GMC, and also most likely Eric Merkel from the Ford Motor Company. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number, and we'll take your emails anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's quite simply bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, and welcome our first guest and the guest for this hour of the broadcast, Ken Zeno, publisher of AutoInform.com. Ken, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bob. Today, of course, is the last public day of the Detroit Auto Show, also NI, North American International Auto Show. It won't close till tonight, but it looks like they've been posting record crowds.
That's great. I'm so glad to hear that. Certainly, there was a lot of excitement during the press days, and I know you were there. Lots of introductions, somewhere in the vicinity of 50 to 60. And it's also interesting to note that a lot of concept vehicles, something that we haven't seen in recent years with a downturn, but kind of thinly disguised concepts. What was your overall impression of the especially the first day of the show in Detroit? It seems like a lot of people were excited, and a lot of automakers were back full steam with some pretty expensive and elaborate displays.
Yes, I would say that we're back to pre-Great Recession times. I mean, it looked like the 2007 show a lot. 2008, of course, when the economy fell apart, and then we went through several years of rather staid shows. But this year, you're right, the cars were there, many of them disguised as concepts, but they really weren't concepts. They're going to be in production very soon. And I guess there's two story threads, I think, that are important. And AutoInform.com has about 25 individual stories up on the North American International Auto Show. We think that that's about, there's 25 significant cars there. And as I said, there's probably two threads. One is the B-class or subcompact SUVs, which are showing up all over the place. And the other end of it is at the luxury end, and the German luxury makers just came out in force, whether it was Audi, BMW, Mercedes-Benz. They were there, and they were there with fresh and formidable product.
Absolutely, and they did some unusual things there, and we're going to go over the list that you have up at AutoInform.com. But Mercedes, for example, it's quite unusual for an automaker, especially a German automaker, to unveil a full product lineup. Mercedes did so with their E-Class lineup, all new for 2014. Normally, Ken, as you well know, we see a sedan, and then maybe we see the coupe, and then maybe we see the convertible, and then the station wagon, and then eventually the AMG variant. But this time around, Mercedes did something that I've never seen before. They unrolled the entire portfolio of their E-Class.
Well, there's probably two reasons for that, Bob. The first one is that the E-Class is the family jewels at Mercedes-Benz. I mean, globally, it's their most important car, so they really wanted to make a statement. And the second reason they wanted to make a statement, they're in a fight with BMW, which came to the show with the new 3 Series and what they're calling a concept, the 4 Series, but it wasn't a concept. There was production parts on the car, for crying out loud. But the bottom line is that the luxury business, particularly the German luxury business, is healthy, and the products just keep coming and coming and coming. So not only did Mercedes show the E-Class and the entire family, but then they also showed a smaller CLA class, which is a very sleek, I hesitate to say this, but is really Jaguar-like. It's what Jaguars should look like. And it builds off of the CLS, which is an enormously successful, sleek Mercedes sedan.
And an interesting side note on this story, this particular vehicle was unveiled at a private event, and I know that it wasn't exactly front and center on the show floor. You actually had to know somebody within Mercedes-Benz who would take you to a secret hideaway place to see this vehicle. So it's something no doubt we're going to see at upcoming auto shows. But what was your overall impression of that vehicle? Certainly stylistically, it sounds like it was a big home run.
Well, it's a four-door coupe with very low, very sleek, just like the CLS. It's going to come with a 200-horsepower turbocharged four-cylinder. I think it's going to follow on the CLS. I think people are going to be standing in line for them. It has such a presence when you see the car. If you go out and look at the CLSs on the street, I mean, it's the CLS just in a smaller car.
That's great news, absolutely. And as you pointed out, BMW had a number of important unveils there, refreshing of the Z4, also the first showing of the limited production M6 Grand Coupe, or Coupe, if you want to say it in the European vernacular. But the big star was the 4 Series, and it's kind of a confusing story. BMW is no longer going to make a 3 Series Coupe. They will still make 3 Series sedans and other 3 Series variants, but going forward, the coupes will fall under this new moniker of the 4 Series. Is there a particular reason for that, Ken?
I think it's just protecting the core vehicle at BMW, which is the 3 Series. I mean, it's the ultimate sports sedan, to paraphrase their advertising slogan. And now you just make a slightly bigger car as a coupe. So you keep the 3 Series in the size it is, and which people love. And then not only do you do a coupe, then you can do a convertible or a cabriolet, as the Germans would call it, off of that. And you can charge a little bit more money for that. I think it's just opportunistic marketing, but it's probably going to work.
Another interesting story at the show was the Infiniti brand coming out with a new naming strategy, and kind of ties into the German automakers, since they now have a former Audi executive running the show there. When we come back, we'll talk to Ken about this new Q model and naming philosophy. And lots more. Ken Zeno is with us from AutoInforms.com. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-987-2192 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Here's that toll-free number. Keep it handy. It is toll-free from anywhere across North America. It's 855-660-4261. My email, bob@boblongradio.com. Ken Zeno is with us from autoinform.com. We're talking about the North American International Auto Show, also known as the Detroit Auto Show, wrapping up today. It's a public days, and of course, Ken and I attended the press days just a little while back, and before the break, we were talking about some cool things going on within the German manufacturers, BMW and Mercedes. And I brought up a point about Audi's former chief now is a head of Infiniti, and he's already made an impact in naming strategy, the Infiniti G37, which is a very popular car available in a number of different guises, a smaller engine version. The G is available to G25. It's available G20, G37, G37X, and of course there's the G37 coupes, and there's the G37 convertible, and there's an IPL high performance variant. It's a bread and butter car for the Infiniti brand, but the concept vehicle we saw in Detroit is called the Q50, and I cannot but help draw a parallel to the fact that now Nissan is run by the former head mucky muck of Audi, who seems to like the letter Q.
Well, I think he didn't have a choice. I mean, all the other names that were possible if they were going to reposition Infiniti are basically taken by the other luxury manufacturers. So they said, okay, we're going to just keep working with letters and numbers as we have. Ultimately, I don't think it makes any difference, Bob. I mean, the car makes the name and not vice versa, and my constant example on this is what could be a worse name for a car than 911, but the Porsche 911 is clearly one of the most famous and most successful cars in the world, and it wasn't because of the numbers on the car, it was because of the car itself.
Yep, no, very good point. What was your overall impression of this thinly disguised look at the next generation replacement for the G-Series sedan? Certainly it's more curvaceous, it looks a little bit more upscale, and I didn't get a whole lot of time to look around the show with myself doing so many radio interviews, but it looks like they've got a winner on their hands there. Ken, what's your thoughts?
I'll wait and see. I actually have the opposite opinion. It's not a clean German luxury design. Of course, the Nissan got there after the car was done, locked in. It seems to me, if you look at BMW and Audi in particular, which this car will compete against in the compact segment, they do very clean, simple designs with just some accents. This is a combination that we're talking about, the Q50 concept. It wasn't a concept. That's the production car.
Yeah.
Maybe the wheels and tires will change, but this is a combination of straight accent lines, curves, big hips in the back around the wheels, and it's neither fish nor fowl. It's not German, it's not Japanese, it's not clean. So I'm gonna let the buyers, you know, or shoppers take a look at it and see what happens. Up against the 3 Series, I bet on the 3 Series every day.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. The 3 Series continues to be the winner in that category. It seems to follow along the design philosophy that we've seen most recently in their mid-level range vehicle, Infiniti, the M being a little bit more curvaceous now in its third incarnation, but we shall see. Let's talk about the undoubted star of the show and in Detroit, and that is the return of the word Stingray to the Corvette, the seventh generation of the Corvette. And when you stop and think about a vehicle that's been in production some 60 years, and actually for model year 2014, when this vehicle will debut, it will be the 61st year of production for the Corvette, they certainly did a very good job. Some people are a little taken back by the styling, but personally, I like what they've done with the Corvette. I would have done the taillights a little bit differently, but overall, I think the design execution is quite well done. What's your take on the new Corvette?
Well, I, 2 points, Bob. If you can't promote a Corvette, you shouldn't be in the PR business, I think. That's the first point. The car looks very strong in person. The problem is it's basically an evolution of the old car. It's a classic rear drive V8 sports car, and Corvette sales have down to about 14,000 units annually in the last couple of years. And is there any market left for this type of car? The competing cars, such as Porsche, are either rear-engined or you have mid-engine sports cars out there. And the other problem Corvette has is you can buy a 500 to 600 horsepower Camaro or Mustang, take your pick, mm-hmm. for the base price of the basic Corvette, which this year will be the Stingray. It'll go into production late this year, well, actually this summer. And so they're competing against American muscle car buyers who can buy at half the price of a ZR1, the equivalent performance and horsepower levels in a Mustang or Camaro. And so, I don't know. I mean, 14,000 cars a year out of a plant is not a recipe for success. Porsche, for example, on the 911 sells twice that many globally, mm-hmm. and the Corvette is only a local product for the U.S.
Yeah, being a guy that's owned a couple of Corvettes in my day, I owned a C4, and I still actually own a C5 right now. The C6, you know, when it came out, you know, it was touted as being an all-new vehicle. Like, of course, the leap from the C4 to the C5 was tremendous. It definitely was an all-new vehicle. The leap from the C5 to the C6, even though they claimed at introduction that this was, you know, an all-new vehicle, in reality, it was really just a warmed-up evolution of the C5, in my opinion. But this all-new one is just that. It is all-new. Stylistically, I think that they've gone with the base model in the direction that we've seen with the Z06 and the ZR1. It's a much bolder design. 450 horsepower, 450 pound-feet of torque. It's got all the bells and whistles of cylinder deactivation and direct injection, 7-speed manual with rev matching, still a conventional 6-speed automatic. But the interior, and I know that the head of global design for GM, Ed Welburn, played a major role in that interior. I did sit in it, but, of course, living in it and sitting in it are two different things, but they certainly have raised the bar with the interior design. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about the Corvette and invite your telephone calls at 855-660-4261. Then we're going to talk about some of the other cool cars with Ken Zeno from AutoInform.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. Nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a
We're back. Thanks for being here. You're listening to Auto World all across North America. My name is Bob Long, joined by Ken Zeno from AutoInform.com. You got to check out his website. Lots of cool stuff there. Intensive coverage of the recently concluded days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And we're talking a little bit about the Corvette. And pricing-wise, Ken, of course, they haven't announced anything, but they're saying they're going to keep it in the same ballpark. One thing different architecturally with this vehicle, the ZR1 and the Z06 both had aluminum frames. The base and the Grand Sport in C6 form were steel frames. Now even the base Corvette gets the aluminum frame and Brembo brakes all around on the base model as well. The interior, I think, is well done. What are your thoughts of the interior and the way that they've kind of stepped it up? Because that certainly has always been the bugaboo with a lot of folks with the Corvette, that the interior wasn't worthy of a car of its price tag.
Well, they've added the usual or by now standard electronic, you know, touchscreen interior. I think and it looks good. I think the real issue is going to be the pricing, and I think you're looking at a $60,000 450 horsepower base Corvette, and if you get up in the ZR1, you're looking at double that, because the car does make intensive use of aluminum, and actually, the difference between the C6 and what I would call a C6 Plus here is that they substituted the steel space frame. They substituted aluminum for steel, and that's a very expensive material.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then carbon fiber hood and carbon fiber removable roof panel, which surprised a lot of people, too. BMW has done these carbon fiber roofs, but certainly not a removable roof. So it's going to be interesting to see. So tell us about some of your other highs and lows of Detroit 2013. I know you've got a great list up there at autoinform.com, but give us a rundown of some of your impressions of some of the other vehicles, both concept and production.
Well, I think the other significant trend in the U.S. market, GM did show the new Silverado and Sierra GMC Sierra pickup trucks. That is by far a more important story at GM than the Corvette. Those vehicles, when they go into production later this year, have to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Because that we are talking about literally 500,000 units a year or more. And Ford and Dodge Ram, or Ram as they call it these days, have both been very successful. Ford is the clear market leader, 37 years, Bob, in the F-Series?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and so GM's got to make those vehicles go, and they have they're seven-year-old trucks right now, and they're the oldest vehicle in the segment. So while we were talking about sports cars and concept cars and luxury cars, the bread-and-butter American market, the pickup truck, still hugely important and big money involved. So we'll see how that goes. The other interesting trend was, we talked about just a little bit earlier, is the B-Class or the subcompact SUV. And there were any number of them down there. Honda showed one as a concept. Buick actually showed the Encore, which is only 170-inch. I mean, it's tiny. It's the size of a Honda CR-V, but it's a four-door sport utility vehicle. I guess I'm going to call them cute utes for the lack of a better... Yeah. They're sport utes, but they're cute utes because they're so tiny. But I think that there's room in the American market, particularly for people that are first in, and it's hard for me to say that Buick's on the cutting edge of anything. But it looks like this production Encore, which is now in showrooms from about $25,000 to $30,000, I think it's going to be a winner. I think their big problem, it's a South Korean built vehicle. They're not going to be able to get enough of them because this car is sold, or SUV is sold around the world, also as an Opel, also as a Chevy Trax, an Opel Mokka. And when they did the planning for this Buick, they had not launched the Verano, which is the compact Buick, which has been so successful that they had no idea whether they could sell a small Buick compact car, let alone a subcompact car. So they were very conservative on their volumes. I think the car's going to be in tight supply for months.
Yeah, it's a very good observation. Certainly a very interesting vehicle from Buick. You know, it's interesting to see how Buick continues to reinvent itself brand-wise, and they're doing so, I would say, for the most part, they're doing an outstanding job, and certainly the strength of their China sales continues to really drive the brand. Lincoln is the other car company that's trying to reinvent itself. The Lincoln Motor Car Company, as they've gone back to the original name. We saw the MKZ, the new one, the fusion-based vehicle, unveiled in in Los Angeles. And here in Detroit, a concept thinly disguised, but unfortunately a couple of years away, Ken. What was your thought about that Lincoln crossover SUV?
Well, it's a Ford Escape-based SUV, so it's a compact size. They did give it new sheet metal. That is the largest segment of the SUV market right now, the Honda CR-V, the Toyota RAV4. You can go through the list of any number of them, and including the Ford Escape. Yes, it's a long time in coming, and Lincoln Motor, or whatever you want to call it, they're trying to relaunch the brand without really a new flagship car, and I think they have a tough couple of years coming, and they are a regional brand. When you look at the Germans and their global presence and what they showed at Detroit, and then you look at Lincoln, which is only selling a few thousand units a year in the U.S., you have to wonder about Lincoln's future.
That is very true. Let's talk about some other brands. At the show, of course, Lexus showed off the production variant of their IS, and I understand, as I read today at autoinform.com, there will not be any hybrid variants of that car.
Well, but they have other hybrids across the line, so Lexus is in fabulous shape. I mean, compared to Infiniti, for example, Lexus outsells them 2-1. They're a good bet this year now that the tsunami and flooding production disruptions are over. They're a good bet this year to once again become the largest-selling luxury brand in the United States.
Let's talk about some of the other interesting vehicles at the show. Sticking with some of the luxury brands, Acura showed off a future look, a glimpse of their upcoming supercar, the NSX, kind of a halo vehicle, but more importantly, a thinly disguised production version of their upcoming MDX, and this vehicle hasn't exactly gotten rave reviews since the show.
Well, I mean, first let's take the NSX. I mean, we're now one step closer to production. The car is still about 2 years out, but it's a mid-engine supercar, and that's the kind of car that the new Corvette really doesn't compete with.
Right.
I mean, it's in the lead with the 911 and with, what's the Audi?
The R8.
Yeah, the 8, yeah. R8. I mean, those are where, that's where the market's gone on sports cars, and it looks like that, you know, Honda or Acura will be right there competitively with a sports car. And then we'll come back and talk about the MDX, which I think is going to be very successful, actually.
When we come back on the other side, more with Ken Zeno. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World all across North America.
It's you.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Every time we have Ken Zeno from AutoInform.com with us here on the show, time just flies. We're wrapping up the 2013 Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show, talking about some of the stars, some of the important vehicles, and some of the favorites. Ken's got some great listings up on his website, autoinform.com. Check that one out, Ken. Before the break there, we're talking about the Acura vehicles, the NSX sports car, I think extremely well done, and the MDX, which is kind of a thinly disguised version of a very important vehicle for the brand.
Well, it's a seven-passenger SUV right in the heart of the larger crossover segment. It'll be launching late spring this year, and it'll be built in the U.S., so that helps them a bit on currency. What's important about the car, I think, not only is it seven-passenger, but for the first time they're going to offer a front-wheel drive-only version instead of just an all-wheel drive version. And in the warmer weather markets, I think this is going to be an enormous plus for them. Some of that styling, I guess, as you alluded to, was controversial at the show because they've added that rear sail panel, much like the CRV, on the back of the vehicle. And all I would say to that is, well, the CRV is in the top 10 sellers of the U.S. and has been for years. I think this one's going to work for them.
It's going to be interesting to watch. We were talking about pickup trucks a little bit earlier. Of course, the folks at Ram picked up the award of North American Car and North American Truck of the Year with the Ram. The Car of the Year went to the Cadillac ATS, and GM and GMC unveiled their 2014 offerings. But Ford came to the party with a concept called the Atlas. Maybe a future look at the direction that they're going with the F-150. What was your overall impression of the Atlas?
Well, it was a concept car, and done with a great fanfare by lowering the Atlas from the roof of Cobo Hall. But what was notable was what wasn't said about the car, or the truck, rather. I mean, this is the best-selling pickup truck in the planet and has been for a long time. We know that Ford has locked in large amounts of aluminum to make their vehicles lighter, but they did not mention aluminum or alternate materials at all. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, the production F-150 right now already has an aluminum hood, but there's rumors on the street that Ford wants to actually go and take somewhere close to 700 pounds out of the F-Series. And that would be quite an accomplishment. So we'll see how that all works out. And the interesting technology they did show was with the impending increases in fuel economy regulations, which is going to work out to about 38 miles per gallon actual instead of the 54.5 as advertised, Ford showed a series of active aerodynamic tweaks. The grill shutters, such as a Class 8 truck would use behind the grill to block off the radiator when they don't need the cooling airflow, but active wheel shutters behind in the wheel wells at highway speeds to prevent turbulence from coming on under the truck, a drop-down front air dam, also active, and running boards that auto-deploy and then retract also for aero. These are, one, they're expensive, and two, I don't know how truck buyers will accept these. I mean, that's a lot of technology to put on what's work trucks and what's the durability, but Ford is the market leader, as we said, for 37 straight years, so they didn't want to let people think that General Motors with its new Chevy and GMC pickup trucks had the field all to themselves. They'll be back in two and a half years from now with the updated F-Series.
Let's talk a little bit about some other interesting vehicles at the show. The Cadillac ELR, which is basically using the powertrain from the Chevrolet Volt, or at least components thereof. Certainly stylistically, I think, extremely well done. How do you think this is going to do in the marketplace, Ken?
Well, you're right. The car is gorgeous compared to the more prosaic Volt, although the Volt isn't a bad-looking car. Here comes this Cadillac Coupe. How is it going to do in the marketplace? It's going to face the same reception that the Volt did, which is to say, I'll be surprised the first year, and that's later this year. It'll be sold as 2014. I'd be surprised if they sell all 1,000 or 2,000 units. We'll have to wait and see.
Let's talk about some of the concept vehicles. Toyota has shown they showed at the Detroit Auto Show what many people think is a glimpse at the upcoming Corolla, which is, of course, a very important car for the brand. And this is called the Corolla Furia concept. And some people say the Furia means furiously. They're furiously working on this vehicle. What were your thoughts about this particular vehicle?
Well, this is another one where they're pretending it's a concept. I mean, it's awfully close to what the next generation Corolla will be. I mean, it might be, you know, the 19-inch wheels and tires are exaggerated, and probably the fender flares are a little bit overstated. But, I mean, what you see is what you get. I mean, this is the next generation Corolla. It's, by the way, the best-selling nameplate in the history of the automobile business. More than 40 million Corollas have been sold worldwide. This year is the 45th anniversary of Corolla in the U.S. They've sold, I think, more than 9 million here. It's their number two best-selling car after the Camry. So stay tuned. The current Corolla was, 2008, so 2014. I mean, they're basically on a six-year cycle, and I think this car is going to be serious, and I think it's the latest example of more expressive Toyotas.
And that's definitely a good thing, in my opinion. Let's talk about Hyundai. They showed off a concept vehicle called the HD14, and again, this one rolled out to some mixed reviews. Even John Krafcek was quoted as saying, don't worry, this is not what the upcoming Genesis replacement is going to look like. But I don't know. I would imagine some of the Genesis is definitely in this Hyundai concept vehicle that we saw at Detroit.
Well, you have to ask yourself a simple question, which is, why did they show a vehicle that the head of Hyundai isn't happy with?
That's true.
And, I could maybe take two speculative shots at that. I mean, the first one is the car was done in Korea, and we have seen very often in the case of Asian car companies, American executives or figureheads, they don't have a lot of input into what the parent company is doing. I wonder if that didn't happen. or they did the car, they liked it themselves, and then after the car was done and they're getting ready to show it, they clinicked it and they found out that it wasn't well accepted, so now they're downplaying expectations and maybe they're going back to the drawing board, or at least back to Korea and saying, we need some major changes on this car before it shows up.
Let's talk about another thinly disguised futuristic look at a very important vehicle for Nissan, and that's the replacement for the Murano. And this vehicle is called Resonance, and again, rolled out to some mixed reviews. Most people seem to like it, but what were your thoughts, Ken?
Well, all the automakers are facing the same basic problem, which is how do you separate yourself from what increasingly looks like cars that are all the same. I mean, the Germans have the smooth kind of luxury look. Everybody's got the big snout or the small mouth fast look on the over-exaggerated grill and logo. Nissan is back to what we were talking about earlier with this Resonance, and a Buick Encore or a B-car size, a subcompact SUV. Honda showed one, Smart showed one, Buick's got one in the showrooms right now. I think that it's notable for two reasons. One, it's a hybrid, and Nissan, of course, bet the farm on the Leaf electric vehicle, but now they're about to roll out 15 hybrids over the next couple of years. And the other thing it's notable for is Nissan is trying to, the Versa, which is their B car, this is a derivation of that, and you can probably get more money for an SUV as opposed to a subcompact econobox hatchback.
Very true, Ken. Well, as usual, time just flies when you're with us. We'll get you back to this real soon. In the meantime, everybody check out autoinform.com. Thank you, Ken. And we'll do it again
soon.
We'll
talk to you next week.
All right, sounds great. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.